Hi, I'm Brad Hennings, coming to you from Chisholm, Chisholm & Kilpatrick's Houston, Texas office. I'm joined here by my colleague Dallas Aguiar, an accredited claims agent at CCK. We're here to talk about the benefits of living in Texas as a military veteran.
Hello, everyone. The first thing we will be discussing today is the financial benefits for veterans living in Texas, starting with a free driver's license. Veterans can receive a Texas driver's license or ID card free of charge if they meet all of the following four requirements.
They must have a service-connected disability rating of at least 60%. They must receive compensation because of the disability. They were honorably discharged, and they must not be subject to sex offender registration requirements. Something important to note, though, is that this does not apply to commercial driver's licenses.
Another benefit that applies to Texas veterans is parking privileges. Vehicles that display the Disabled Veteran, the Air Force Cross, the Distinguished Service Cross, the Army Distinguished Service Cross, the Navy Cross, Pearl Harbor Survivor, Purple Heart, Prisoner of War, or Congressional Medal of Honor license plates may park free of charge at any parking meter operated by a governmental authority other than the federal government.
Disabled veterans living in Texas are also eligible for certain tax exemptions, which can range based on the severity of the veteran's disability. Veterans who were totally disabled by their military service are eligible for total property tax exemption. Surviving spouses are also eligible for this exemption if
the surviving spouse has not remarried, the property was the residence homestead of the surviving spouse when the veteran died, and the property remains the residence homestead of the surviving spouse.
Veterans with a VA disability rating that ranges between 10% and 90% can receive a reduction of their home's assessment value between $5,000 and $12,000, depending on the rating. Surviving spouses are eligible for this exemption as well. Additionally, certain counties offer homestead tax exemptions for veterans.
Texas provides both home and land loans through the Texas Veteran Land Board. To qualify for each of those benefits, the veteran or service member must be at least 18 years of age, a legal resident of Texas on the date of application, and meet one of the following service criteria.
They must be an active duty military member, a member of the Texas National Guard, a reserve component military member having completed 20 qualifying years for retirement, a veteran having served at least 90 active duty days, unless discharged sooner due to a service-connected disability, and not discharged dishonorably, or a surviving spouse of a veteran listed as missing in action or whose death was service-connected.
And when it comes to home loans, eligible Texas veterans and military members have an opportunity to purchase a home with a competitive, low-interest loan with little or no down payment. Veterans, military members, and their spouses may receive up to $726,200 on a fixed-rate loan for 15, 20, 25, or 30-year terms. Veterans with a VA service-connected disability rating of 30% or greater qualify for a discounted interest rate.
It's important to note that there are requirements that the home itself must meet, and it must be the veteran or service member's primary residence.
And with land loans, Texas veterans and military members can borrow up to $150,000 to purchase land at a competitive interest rate. The program often requires a minimum 5% down payment for tracts of land of 1 acre or more. And similar to home loans, there are land requirements that must be met to qualify.
Texas also has a Veterans Home Improvement Program. The program offers below market interest rate loans to qualified Texas veterans for the purposes of home repairs or improvements. It offers loans of $50,000 for 2 to 20 year terms, or loans from $7,500 to $10,000 for 2 to 10 year terms.
Veterans who are rated at 30% or higher for a VA service-connected disability may also qualify for a discounted rate. The Veterans Home Improvement Program also includes some home requirements that must be met to qualify.
Texas also provides state veteran homes to qualified veterans, their spouses, and Gold Star parents. These homes provide long-term care for veterans who are disabled.
And to qualify, applicants must supply a doctor's note explaining the veteran's need for skilled nursing and must have lived in Texas for at least one day. The veteran must have served for 90 days and show an honorable discharge with a DD-214. In addition, veterans rated at 70% or more disabled can generally live at Texas veterans' homes for free.
These Texas veterans' homes are located in Amarillo, Big Spring, Bonham, El Paso, Floresville, Houston, McAllen, Temple, and Tyler.
The next veteran topic we wanted to discuss is about educational benefits for veterans living in Texas. Texas veterans get access to state-exclusive educational benefits, such as the Hazelwood Act.
The Hazelwood Act is a benefit that provides qualified veterans, spouses, and dependent children with an education benefit of up to 150 hours of tuition exemption, including most fee charges at public institutions of higher education in Texas.
And tuition exemption is when your college or university waives some or all of tuition costs. There are some requirements that must be met to qualify.
These include that at the time of entry into active duty of the U.S. Armed Forces, the veteran must have designated Texas as home of record, entered the service in Texas, or was a Texas resident.
The veteran must also have received an honorable discharge or separation, or a general discharge under honorable conditions, served at least 181 days of active duty service excluding training, currently reside in Texas, and have no federal veterans education benefits, or have no federal veterans education benefits dedicated to the payment of tuition and fees only.
The veteran must also not be in default on a student loan made or guaranteed by the state of Texas, and the veteran must enroll in classes for which the college receives tax support. That means a course that does not depend solely on student tuition and fees to cover its cost, unless the college's governing board has determined to let veterans receive the benefit while taking non-funded courses.
And in addition, the veteran must meet the GPA requirements of the institution's satisfactory academic progress policy in a degree or certificate program, and as an undergraduate student, not be considered to have attempted an excessive amount of credit hours.
Another important benefit that's related to the Hazelwood Act is the Legacy Act. The Legacy Act refers to the Hazelwood Act for children. Under this statute, eligible veterans may assign or transfer unused hours of tuition exemption to eligible children.
And that's a great benefit. In order to be eligible, the child must be a Texas resident and the biological child, stepchild, adopted child, or claimed dependent of the veteran. Additionally, the child must be aged 25 or younger on the first day of the semester or term which the exemption is being applied. And other qualifications mirror those of the Hazelwood Act.
Just as the benefits of the Hazelwood Act can apply to dependent children, certain spouses may also be eligible for the benefit. Spouses of 100% total and permanent disabled veterans, as determined by VA, are eligible for the Hazelwood Act so long as they meet certain requirements.
Right, and the spouse must have been the veteran spouse at their time of entry into military service. The veteran must also have been a member of the U.S. Armed Forces or Texas National Guard, who either became totally and permanently disabled as a result of their service, died in service as a result of service-related injuries, or went missing or was killed in action.
The spouse also needs to be classified by the educational institution as a Texas resident. Other qualifications mirror the Hazelwood Act.
Our next topic is Texas high school diplomas for wartime veterans. Veterans who left high school before receiving their diploma to serve in the military during wartime can receive their diploma. And to be eligible, the veteran must have been honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces.
They must have been scheduled to graduate from high school after 1940 and before 1975, or after 1989, and left school after completing sixth grade or higher, but before graduating from high school, in order to serve in World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Persian Gulf War, the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War, or any other formally declared war or military engagement.
Texas veterans also get employment benefits when living in Texas. They have access to employment services ranging from a preference in hiring to retirement credit and entrepreneurial services.
Texas has a veterans preference policy in which veterans have preference in employment with Texas state agencies or offices. Widows who have not remarried and children of those killed during active duty are also eligible for this preference.
State agencies must provide this preference to qualified veterans over other applicants who do not have higher qualifications until veterans make up 20% of their employees.
If a state employer requires a competitive examination for selecting or promoting employees, an individual eligible for veterans hiring preference who is qualified for that position and received a passing score will have 10 points added to their test score. A veteran with a service-connected disability will have an additional 5 points added to their test score.
Eligibility requirements include honorably discharged veterans who served on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for at least 90 consecutive days during a declared national emergency, or was discharged prior to 90 days due to a service-connected disability, or honorably discharged veterans with a service-connected disability as determined by VA or their branch of service, as well as surviving spouses who were not remarried or an orphan of a veteran who was killed while on active duty.
One thing to note is that there's a preference order that employers must abide by. At the top is a veteran with a disability, followed by a veteran, then a veteran's surviving spouse who is not remarried, and finally an orphan of a veteran if the veteran was killed on active duty.
And there's also contract preference offered in Texas. All state agencies, when purchasing goods, including agricultural goods, shall give preference to goods produced or offered by a Texas bidder.
A Texas bidder that is owned by a service-disabled veteran who is a Texas resident must be given first preference, while goods produced in this state or offered by other Texas bidders have to be given second preference if the cost to the state and quality are equal.
And Texas also offers employment services for Texas veterans. Through the Texas Veterans Commission, veterans can be provided a range of employment services.
These include intensive services, converting military occupation to civilian occupations for resume and job search, job matching and referrals, resume assistance, employer outreach, job search workshops, vocational guidance, labor market information, referrals to training, and other supportive services.
And another benefit offered to Texas veterans is military time credit to establish credit toward retirement. After a veteran's first retirement contribution has posted with the Employees Retirement System of Texas, veterans can buy up to but no more than 60 months of eligible active duty military service to establish credit.
To be eligible for this benefit, the veteran must not qualify for full military retirement benefits, and the veteran's military discharge status must not be dishonorable.
Texas also offers a Veteran Entrepreneur Program, or VEP, which provides veteran entrepreneurs and veteran small business owners with the tools and resources needed to help start and grow their business. These services include consulting services, business partner referral services, and outreach and educational services. And veterans can also apply to the VEP for a veteran-owned business logo.
To be eligible, you must be a veteran of the U.S. military, Texas National Guard, or reserves. The veteran must maintain a minimum 51% ownership of the business, must maintain 51% management control, and the business must actively operate in Texas.
Veterans living in Texas also receive recreational benefits. Texas veterans are eligible for the Disabled Veterans Super Combo Package, which includes a hunting and fishing license and 5 state endorsements.
The package is composed of a resident hunting license, resident fishing license, freshwater fishing endorsement, saltwater fishing endorsement, archery endorsement, upland game bird endorsement, and migratory bird endorsement.
To be eligible for this package, veterans can provide official proof of disability issued by VA or a Texas driver's license with the Disabled Veteran designation. Veterans must have a 50% VA rating or have lost the use of a foot or leg. Additionally, any Texas resident on full-time active military service can receive this package by providing military service records.
Another recreational benefit for Texas veterans is the Disabled Veterans State Park Passport. In addition to National Park Service access federally, Texas offers a Disabled Veterans State Park Passport, offering free entry to Texas state parks for U.S. veterans with a VA disability rating of 60% or more. The passport also includes free entry for a companion.
To receive a Disabled Veterans State Park Passport, veterans need to provide a present valid identification, such as a driver's license, and a disabled Veterans of Texas license plate receipt, a veteran's award letter which establishes the degree of disability, or a tax exemption letter for Texas veterans.
The last topic we'll be covering in this video are the burial benefits offered to Texas veterans. Veterans have burial options in Texas state veteran cemeteries. These benefits include military honors, grave plots, opening and closing of the grave, concrete grave liner for casketed burials, and the burial of cremated remains in a columbarium niche or in a scattering garden.
The benefit also includes a headstone or marker, presentation of the burial flag, presidential certificate, playing of taps and gun salute, and perpetual care.
The qualifications for these benefits mirror those of VA national cemeteries. Eligibility requirements include having been discharged from active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces under conditions other than dishonorable, having died while serving on active duty, or serving at least 20 years in the National Guard or U.S. Armed Forces Reserve. They were eligible for military retired pay, or would have been eligible except their death occurred before age 60.
Or they must have been reserve component service members that were activated for federal service, but active duty for training does not qualify. And spouses and dependents are also eligible, but burial of dependent children is limited to unmarried children under 21 years old or 23 years old if a full-time student at an approved educational institution or a child that develops a lifelong disability prior to age 21.
That concludes our overview of veterans benefits available in Texas. Be on the lookout for information about our next town hall, which premieres on August 30th. Dallas and I will be back to discuss how veterans can maximize their VA disability benefits, including helpful tips to keep in mind and how to avoid common mistakes.
Visit our website to get more information and register for the event. Thank you for joining us.